407-278-5939. We've got another caller right behind. Hopefully not. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's from Texas also. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Steven from Boston.
Hey, Steven.
Bongello, everyone.
How's it going, sir?
Good. I was just wondering, I heard rumor that they were going to add the water parks and fun on the... is it the Magic Your Way packages, or if you have an annual pass, can you add that for free? Because I heard rumor that they were adding water parks and fun for free.
I haven't heard that.
An annual pass holder?
I'm an annual pass holder, but I thought I saw something I was going through some literature, and I thought I saw something online that said that Disney was looking at adding the water parks and fun for free, but I didn't know if that was the Magic Your Way packages that were made or if it was the people who are annual pass holders.
I'm pretty sure it was, I remember seeing something like that, and I believe it's for Magic Your Way ticket holders. It's like a package deal. Like if you book, you get the Magic Your Way magic and what the water park option for free. And that's something that I think was kind of being offered as a perk, if you will.
That's right.
Magic Your Way. They trust me, Disney will never do something like that for annual pass holders. Unfortunately, it seems the stick gets shorter and shorter for us as an annual pass holder. So the only way you'd be able to take advantage of that is if you booked the Magic Your Way package and you had to obviously get Magic Your Way tickets.
Okay. And the other thing I was wondering is why, when Disney sends out the exchange certificate, when you get an annual pass, it sends you out that really thick green card. And when you go down to actually get your annual pass, they give you those cheap paper tickets. Why don't they just make them on that cardstock that they send the exchange certificate on?
That's a good question. But I've really never had any trouble with my annual pass.
Yeah, I think they...
You know, I mean, I'm just afraid that if, you know, you spill something, you get it wet, or something happens and it tears. I know you can just replace them. But, I mean, if they spend the money for something that's just an exchange ticket that they end up just throwing out, and those are, they seem like really hard stocks, so it doesn't look like they'll get damaged too quick, why don't they just give those as the annual pass?
You know, I think they figure guests are going to lose their annual passes one way or the other, and it doesn't. They may as well just make them as economical as possible to replace them when the need comes up. I know personally I'm on my like seventh annual pass for the year because I always,
oh, really?
Yeah, I put it through the wash like every time, or I'll leave it at home and I get to the park and it's like, what are you going to do? You know, just get a new one. So it makes it a whole lot easier. And that's why also, if you notice, the Disney Dining Experience cards were plastic and now they're being made out of paper. And I imagine it's for similar reasons.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. We have another caller. I believe this is from the great state of New Jersey. Hi, who are we speaking with?
John, how you doing?
Hey, John.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I wanted to call and thank you for all the advice you guys gave prior to me going to run the marathon in January, help my family out with finding, you know, how to get around and see me run.
How'd you do?
I finished.
There you go.
Which was the goal. A little under 5 hours, but, an amazing experience. Had a blast.
Had lots of
pictures with lots of characters, and that was fun. And I actually had two friends from high school that came down. I had no idea, and they're at mile 8. There they were hanging from a light pole.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that was really cool. That part was really cool. I told my friend, I wish I could download the mental image I have of him hanging from the pole so he could see what he looked like.
because I
know what it looked like to me. And the other friend said that he said the look on my face was worth every penny of flying down and not saying a word to anybody.
That's awesome.
So that part was great. Actually, he's running a marathon in a month and a half. I'm going to watch him, but I only have to go about a 25-minute drive to watch that.
Oh, great.
I had a question. We are going to be going in July, and we're going to be there for our 10th anniversary with our daughter. And we're going to do the California Grill for dinner because we want to watch Wishes that night. But we kind of have the day open in the sense of we're not sure exactly what we want to do. And any suggestions for something different, you know, not your typical you know, everyday things, if you had any ideas as to what might be a good idea to do.
Yeah, certainly. We actually just did a show about that, episode 387, called Resort Activities. I think that
yeah,
be...
I think I just listened to that on Saturday.
I actually...
It was all the way to yesterday.
No, I actually tried out a bunch of these, actually, this past weekend. Yesterday, I went horseback riding at Fort Wilderness. I saw...
You did not.
I did, I swear to God.
Cool. Did you really?
Yeah.
We need pictures.
I have pictures, but we did that. I did the electric water pageant. We did, which I've never done before. That was new to me. We did some other things. We went to we did the water mice stuff at the.
You mean the boats?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Those were just a couple of things. I mean, the horseback riding I did, I thought it was fun. It's $42 for an adult for about a little less than an hour of horseback riding, which ain't bad. And it's fun. It's a good experience. I mean, it's certainly something very different than you get to do at any other time. And I think that was one thing that we just did. Have you seen the electric water pageant?
No. I mean, I have been outside, like, hey, look, there's that pageant thing.
Yeah,
you know, on the way, whether you're on the monorail or you're going somewhere, you're like, hey, look, there it goes.
Yeah, that's
you
what everyone always says.
I've never actually been someplace. I think your show said one of the best places to see it is the beach at the Polynesian.
Yeah, that's probably the best place to see it. I actually saw it at Wilderness Lodge because I had heard from one of our listeners that it's very sparse in terms of people being there, and that was more important to me, and I went there, and certainly there weren't that many people there. We got right on the beach, and it was fun. I mean, it's very short, but it's free, and it's a great way to really end the night, I think, to be able to see it from over there. We also went to the Golden Spike Room, or it's called
okay.
The Lance now.
They changed the name of it, right?
Yeah, that's right. We went over there.
In the villas, the little what do you call it, room there?
Yeah, it's the Golden. It used to be called the Golden Spike Room, but it's nice. They have a lot of Walt stuff in there.
Yeah, they have little train cars in there, correct?
Exactly. Yes, and they also have like it's. There's a fireplace. There's some checkers and chess you can play over there. It's nice. It's a nice area to sit down in.
Cool.
And that I mean that was an afternoon that we did right over there. So I mean, I'd also recommend. There's also if you go to All Ears Net, which is our sponsor today. They have if you go to different resorts, they'll have you go to the facts page for the resort. They have over there listed a lot of activities for the resort. One of the things I want to try, and my fiance has no desire whatsoever, I want to go try the cane pole fishing at Port Orleans. She has no interest in fishing whatsoever. So maybe when someone comes down, I'll go with them to go try it out.
Is the horseback riding something a child could do also?
They have pony. How old is your child?
She'll be 7. She actually, we did the ponies last year.
Yeah.
We stumbled upon that. We're like, hey, chicken. Oh, look, pony rides. $3 or whatever
yeah.
It was.
Yeah, no,
that's a cheap thing at Disney.
Yeah, it is. No, absolutely. You get to go. I mean, you can go. Then you go to the petting. They have a little petting zoo over there, and they have the pony rides. And you get to see the real horses in the barn over there. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if there's a minimum. I know that the maximum you have to be less than 250 pounds to do the horseback riding.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if there's a minimum age or height. But it was a lot of fun. We had some horses. The horses are like trained on it. Like they showed us how to like you know go left or go right. Let me tell you something. My horse knew what it was doing. It was like, dude, I'm
like,
not listening to what you're saying. I've been on this. Yeah, exactly.
Especially when you sat on it backwards, it knew it had to take care of it.
Yeah, exactly. you know what I really like though. If you really want to try some new stuff, go to Fort Wilderness. There's a lot to do over there.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate all the suggestions, and I'm sure I'll run into you guys in July at Magic Meets.
Absolutely, looking forward
to definitely,
it.
Definitely, be there. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Take care. Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Bye
bye. Bye bye. And we have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name's Kim. I'm from Wheatfield, Massachusetts.
Hey Kim. Hey Kim. Can you hold on a second while we do a quick ad read over here?
Sure.
All right. Just want to quickly mention before we get to Kim's question that this episode, this live show rather, is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 94,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit allears.net today. And Anne, please go ahead.
Hi guys, how are you doing?
Outstanding.
Hello.
My question is this. My family and I are going down to Disney World in July this year, and it's actually my parents' 30th anniversary. And I'm trying to plan. I want to do something special for them while we're down there, but I didn't really know what to do or if you guys maybe had any suggestions for something special that I could do while I was down there for them.
What kind of, let's start with this. Your parents, are they like out, are they outgoing type? Do they, or do they think like an episode of Jeopardy is a great way to spend the evening?
Definitely not the Jeopardy route.
Okay. So they're active, is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. My mom's definitely a little bit more outgoing than my dad, but yeah.
Have you thought about doing like spa services for them together, like having them get manicures, pedicures, or massages together? Or
no,
something more active? Yeah, that wouldn't be bad actually. Or something even more active than that. You could do I was gonna say fishing, but that doesn't sound exciting. What about the marina stuff? Could you do like a cruise together? That's really not active though either.
Well, anything that would just make it special, but that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I mean, you could do a cruise from the Grand Floridian. That would not be a bad idea.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You could take them on the cruise that goes to the Magic Kingdom. Look, I got this for you. Oh, we gotta get back now.
Yeah, and you gotta let this guy sit next to you. But other than that, yeah, it's cool.
Exactly. I mean, it depends. A lot of it also depends on your budget, and because a lot of this, I mean, certainly the more money you have to spend, the better options. You can really go to town with some sort of a grand gathering where you can do like a private illuminations viewing, or there's a lot of different other options. But obviously, that comes with a heftier cost. What I would also suggest maybe is doing a dinner. How many people are going to be there with you?
There's two families, so it's going to be 8 total of us.
Okay, because what might be nice is if you do something like, if you go to like Teppan Edo at Japan, you can pretty much get your own table over there with that many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's not private per se, but it's going to be private because you're going to have your own chef over there. You're going to know everyone at the table. So there won't be that weird awkwardness with that other people at the table. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's a little show that comes with it, and that's always a favorite. Certainly Annette, who's on the show, loves eating at Teppan Edo. Even though she doesn't know how to use the chopsticks. We have to teach her. But that might be... You could choose a kind of a meal like that and make that another option.
Sure.
Thanks
so much, guys.
Yeah, the other one, quickly, Ann, saw in chat, Lisa Burton suggested a carriage ride at Fort Wilderness, and those can actually be very nice as well.
Oh, wow, great. Well, thank you guys so much for the help.
Welcome,
Ann. Good luck. Bye, Kim.
All right, thanks. Have a good night.
Bye-bye, Ann.
Good night.
And we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, who are we speaking with?
Good, how's it going?
This is Rex. I'm calling from my car, so I haven't been listening to the show. But wanted to ask Len about his sister's trip and how that went and who she ran into and the prizes given out. I've been curious about that and hadn't heard anything about it.
Oh, she actually, she ended up running into, I think, 3 or 4 different people from who listened to the show, and it turned out very well. She, her first day was in Epcot, and literally within 15 minutes of getting into the Land Pavilion for Fast Passes for Soarin', somebody saw her across the building from the Land Pavilion, like inside, you know, how it's sort of U-shaped or it's circle-shaped. Somebody was on one side of the ramps and saw Christy from the other side, and screamed all the way across the pavilion, "Christina!" and ran over and met her. So they got one of the prizes, and so that was great. I think every day she saw a couple of people who recognized her. They she found someone actually found her at night in Epcot as they were coming in through International Gateway, and I think they all had beers together. Where else did they meet? Somebody in the Magic Kingdom.
We should mention actually something that one of our listeners did that was very nice for Christina.
That's right. Yeah.
One of our listeners was able to. What really happened was Christina got back to her room with her husband and Dion, and they got there, and someone had actually sent them as a surprise. Didn't, I don't think they mentioned, left the name, a gift basket. To help
it was Bob and Donna from New Hampshire, and I don't remember their. And I don't remember their last name, but
that really made Christina was floored by it. She was really excited to get in, totally unexpected. So we thank whomever sent that.
It was Bob and Donna. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So Bob and Donna, whomever.
Yeah, and I was the other one that found her. It was on the last day. at the American Adventure, and of all things, I was standing there watching the Fife and Drum Corps, and all of a sudden, both of them just walked right in front of me, and I thought, no, it can't be that easy. And I said, are you Christina? And she's like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, I found you. Now what do I win?
Exactly. That's great.
So, yeah, it was very surprising. I'd been keeping an eye out, and I was like, you know, in crowds and, you know, as many people as are here, the odds are slim. And I was just sitting there, and they walked right in front of me.
That's great.
So, yeah, it was an absolute blast to meet them. She really has that much energy in real life, and I'm betting it's all the time.
Yeah, she really does. She's just a lot of fun to be around.
Absolutely.
Yep. Well, so, yeah, just wanted to call in and ask how that went and say
yeah,
I was
yeah,
one of them.
It went really well, apparently.
Cool. All right. Cool. Well, thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks.
Thanks for calling in, Rex. Appreciate it.
See you, Rex.
Bye-bye.
Hello, caller.
Hey, Matt. It's Kim in Pittsburgh again. I just wanted to mention a friend of mine came up to me at work and said, I'm planning to take my son to Disney in June. And I said, Star Wars weekend, 11-year-old boy. Pretty good mix. And
yeah,
so they changed the date of their trip so that they could go to your dinner.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Oh, that'll be great.
And I did have a question. Has anybody done the Fort Wilderness Segway tour?
Mr. Noel.
Both Noel and
Mr. Noel.
Yes, I did.
Okay, because
twice.
I love the one in Epcot, so I was thinking about doing the one in Fort Wilderness.
I think the one in Fort Wilderness is probably going to be better.
Oh, cool.
In my opinion. I've done it twice. I did it with Masayo and Deb Wills and Linda Mack, who are all in the chat room. We had a wonderful time. It was great. It's about 2 hours. It's more of you're going over a lot more rough terrain than you will at Epcot, obviously. So, you know, you have to have some good knee bendage there. But if you do, it's a lot of fun. I had a blast. I did it twice. And I'll go back a third time.
Yeah,
I've done Epcot twice, and I was thinking doing that either doing that one again or the Fort Wilderness one. So I think I'll go for Fort Wilderness this time.
Definitely try the Fort Wilderness one, yeah.
Michelle Scribner-McLean is reporting it's $85 with an annual pass discount, and Masayo in chat room is reporting that also Disney Vacation Club members get a discount.
Okay, great. Thanks.
And we
hello.
Hi, we have another caller. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, where are you from?
Rochester, New York.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in. What can we do for you tonight?
No, my next trip, I'm going to stay at the Wilderness Lodge, and I was going to transfer to the Contemporary during the trip.
Okay.
How easy is that to do, and is there anything special I should do?
It's pretty simple to do. I've done it a number of times, switching between resorts, and what's really all you have to do is on the last day of your stay at Fort Wilderness. Is it Fort Wilderness you're staying at Wilderness Lodge?
Wilderness Lodge.
Just go down, you can bring your stuff down, your luggage down to Bell Services and just say, hey, I'm going to stay at the Contemporary tonight, and can you transfer my bags? And they'll move them over for you. If you do it in the morning, it should get there at some point later on in the day. It won't be very quick. I mean, if you bring it in the morning, like I said, it'll be there in the afternoon, but they'll do it for you. So that way you don't have to bring anything over there. You can just, you know, check into the hotel later and your luggage will be waiting for you at Bell Services.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think good.
Is each hotel considered separate? Like, do I have to check in again, or is it automatically transferred?
You'll have to check in again.
Yeah,
it's like a regular check in and check out.
Yep.
Yeah. So you'll feel my pain because when I'm in Disney, I usually stay at a different hotel every night. And yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you do what you have to, I check in and check out of every hotel.
And I'm going there. I'm going to actually arrive on the 14th. Yet they say the value dates are the 19th through the 31st in October.
Yep.
Does that make any difference? Does that mean anything with crowds or not really?
You know, the crowds in the middle of October aren't going to be too bad except for around Columbus Day, I'm guessing.
I think Columbus Day is the 13th. I'll be there the day after.
Yeah.
Probably nailed it. Thanks again for your help.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
407-278-5939. And if you got some questions about your upcoming trip, certainly give us a call. It's always easier to get in terms of getting your call in toward in the second half of the show, because everyone tries to cram in right at 8 o'clock, and we love getting the calls. So keep trying. Certainly, phone lines are open right now, so you can call 407-278-5939. A lot of people in chat are really having a lot of fun over there trying to take care of Mr. Newell. I believe, Newell, you'll be happy to know that Deb Wills is trying to get Nine Dragons on the line, you know, trying to use her pull over there.
Thank you, Deb.
407-278-5939.
Now Mike's got a yen for that restaurant.
That's not making him feel
actually
better.
Yen is Japanese. Mike, it'd be I know.
I can't sneak that by anybody. I can't sneak that by anybody. Always.
Nice, Newell.
Oh, Masayo, please forgive me.
Well, Newell, go ahead and do it one more time.
Nice.
That's all we have to say to you, Scopo.
It's not that sick, then, if he can do that.
407-278-5939. And, you know, if you've got your questions, a lot of some new people have been calling in, except for Kim from Pittsburgh. She calls in like every 10 minutes. But other than her, it's been against some new people there. Although we love Kim from Pittsburgh.
Go Steelers.
Yeah, exactly. So it's always fun to be able to talk to some of our newer listeners, as well as listeners who have certainly we've talked to in the past. And again, if you don't have a question, it's perfectly okay to call in. You can just call in and say hi. We like, you know, connecting with our listeners and being able to you know, just to actually talk to people beyond just simple emails. And certainly if you're going to Magic Meets this year in July, if you were able to snag a ticket for it, well, you can call in and say that that you are coming to it, because we like to know, you know, we like to meet our listeners, and certainly we're expecting a lot of our listeners to be there at Magic Meets. And we've got some fun stuff planned for it. So we're looking for, I know that I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure that Scopa, Newell, and Lena, we've all been kind of talking about it now, and certainly as we get closer to Magic Meets, now it being almost April, you know, it starts to become a little more real. You can see it over the horizon, and we're all getting really excited for it. So certainly some good times coming on over there.
Horizon.
Oh, what?
Wow. Oh, horizon.
Thank you.
Thank you, Newell. We have a caller coming in. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, you're speaking with Ashley from Boston University.
Hey, Ashley.
How you doing?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
I'm sitting here with myself and my roommate, and we're new listeners, and we're really excited about your show. I'm a Disney fanatic. I've been 14 times, so.
Nice.
Wow.
So now, is your roommate like a Disney fanatic also, or is she just like, what are you listening to?
Putting up with you.
She said that she has no idea what you guys are talking about, but it was very comforting listening to her. It brings a very happy aura, just like Disney does.
That's us. That's
go awesome. Terriers!
No idea what we're talking about, but, you know, a happy aura. That's really us.
Well, our room is bedecked in Disney stuff because of me, so...
Oh, nice.
They get to hear about it a lot.
When's your next trip down?
I don't know. We just got back in February for a giant family reunion trip.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was really fun. And I'm looking to do, once I graduate, to do the Disney College program. So.
Oh, yeah, you know you need to do your, well, you can do your Disney College program while, you can only do college program while you're in college?
Right. Well, I mean, my school doesn't allow for a lot of time off. So you have to.
Oh,
I'm going to finish that semester early and then take that semester and go to Disney while I'm still technically in college.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad idea. What a lot of people also do is they'll take the semester off. So not all colleges participate in college program where you can actually get college credit. And in those cases,
right.
But they basically do is they take the semester off, you know, while there's, rather than you're doing it at the end, but they do it in the middle. And that's another option you can also look into.
Do you guys have any information about the Disney College program besides, you know, when you can do it?
Well, obviously the college program website is going to be your best source of good information over there. Are they planning any, does the college program come to your campus? I know they come to like a lot of campuses, and they'll come and they'll talk about it and kind of gauge interest. Have you seen anything around campus in your time over there?
I think they come to Northeastern, which is nearby.
Yeah. You can definitely go to the website and you can...
Oh,
And you can put your information in over there, and they can help you. Is there a specific question you can have? Because my fiance went through it, and I'm well versed in a lot of the information, unfortunately.
The only thing I'd like to know is, am I going to be too old if I wait till my senior year? I'm going to be 21, and I don't want to feel old compared to all these younger kids going down.
No. You can actually do it as an undergrad or a grad. In fact, I think my fiance had someone in their college program who was like 30. They were like going, they were like taking classes in college, and they decided, well, I'll take the college program.
Wow, 30? Wow.
Yeah.
I think I'll do that.
Yeah, there you go, Scopa. Scopa will go with you down there for a college program.
Yeah, exactly. <He'll have some.
laughs> You guys can be roommates.
I figured I've been enjoying the magic for so long since I was a kid. Eventually, I want to help create it, you know?
Absolutely. It's a great way to get into the company because, Ashley, the way that Disney works is you generally have to start at the bottom where Disney doesn't do a terrible amount of hiring from the outside. So
right.
What they like to do is bring you in and, you know, you start at really, you know, a minimum wage job, basically, mm-hmm. and then you work your way up. So if you do college program, it'll be a great opportunity for you because it'll get you your foot in the door.
You think so? That would be really – I'm studying communication, so I'm, you know, hoping to do something in that type of area.
Yeah. Well, if you really want to go for it, the best way to do it is do a college program. You'll do something completely unrelated to your major. That's how it goes. I mean, that's what everybody does. And then what you can do after that is a professional internship after you graduate college, and your mm-hmm. internship can be based around what you did your coursework at school.
Is it a paid internship? Do you know?
It is a paid internship. Both college program and the professional internship are paid. They're not a lot. Don't think you're going to be living off it, but Disney does offer housing for both programs.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So it's not a bad deal.
Well, thank you for all the information, and we'll be listening. Are you guys every Sunday?
No, we do last Sunday of the month.
Oh, last Sunday of the month. I'm glad we called this time then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, wrong podcast.
Okay, and one more thing. I was wondering if I could plug my radio show in the morning.
Absolutely.
I have
sure,
one through WTVUradio.org. It's the U's radio. And it's all students broadcasting, and I play a significant amount of Disney music for all the Disney fans listening.
I'm tuning in tomorrow morning.
Yeah, me too. I'm putting it on.
Is that AM? Ashley, is that AM or FM?
It's actually only, you can get streaming online.
Oh, it's online.
At WTBRadio.org.
I'm going to be listening tomorrow, Ashley, so give us a shout out.
That would be great. And it's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
I'll be at work, so not a problem.
All right, great. Thanks.
Thanks, Ashley.
All right.
Go Terriers.
Go Terriers. Bye-bye.
And continue to brainwash your roommate. Good job with that. 407-278-5939. We always like when people brainwash the people around them to do that. And it's a lot of fun. Disney College Program is it's a lot of fun for a lot of people who are interested in doing it. And it's a gratifying experience for people who are really into Disney and want to work for the company because it can really open some doors for you. 407-278-5939. And we want to, of course, mention that AllEars.net is our sponsor for this live show, and we thank AllEars for their consistent support. They're always there supporting our shows, and it's a great partnership that we have with them, so we definitely recommend that you go over there and take a look at it. 407-278-5939, and the phone lines are open, so if you can hear this, you know, give us a call. And you know, Ashley was a perfect example. I mean, she called in and she just wanted to say hi, and then she got some questions that spawned out of that, and that's what we're looking for. I'm certainly new listeners. We love talking to new listeners. And don't forget, if you are a new listener and some of the jokes aren't making a lot of sense, like you hear us laughing and it's like, what did they say? You can go to actually the WDW Today wiki. You go to wdwtoday.com. on the right hand side is a link to our wiki, and it's kind of an online encyclopedia of all things podcast, and you can find an explanation of all our inside jokes, different episodes that are in there. So it's very useful. And we've got another caller who's coming through, perhaps with a ailment for what bothers Mr. Newell. Whatever. You know what I meant.
Whatever. Yeah, I guess so.
Man, I'm going too long already.
Hello, caller.
Hi, guys. It's Mr. Voice. How are you?
Mr. Voice.
He is a guy with
a
real voice.
I don't have a cure for Mike. I just hope he does feel better.
Thank you, sir.
Of course. Hey, I got a question, but this one involves math, so I don't know if I called the right show or not.
Anyway, go ahead, Mr. Voice.
Okay, I have the same question that so many other people do, which is, should I get an annual pass or not? In other words, will it be cost-saving? Because I know I should, but money is what it is. So here's our situation, and I hope you guys can help me answer this one out, figure this one out.
Okay.
We're going to the World in August for 10 days. However, we will only be in the park for 8, and we are only staying on site for 2 of those nights. We'll be off site the rest of the time.
When's your next trip back?
Well, we don't know. We don't have another one planned after that. There will be a total of either 4 or 6 adults. And we do like to eat in sit-down restaurants. Therefore, the Disney dining experience would be a help. And we'll also have a rental car, so I thought, well, it'll take the $11 a day parking off of the thing. But the question is it cost-efficient to do all that, or is it just not worth the worth buying the annual pass?
Well, It's hard to say based on you don't know your next couple trips. I know that a thought came to mind, and Jewel in the chat room mentioned it and said if you get an annual pass, it certainly encourages you to go down for repeat trips. It'll almost it'll burn a hole in your pocket, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Right. And obviously, the more trips that you would make in the calendar year would make more sense for you to get the annual pass. Mr. Scopa, would you agree with me? I'm leaning towards one person getting an annual pass so that they can get, like, Disney dining experience and be able to be eligible for discounts. What are your thoughts?
I'm thinking the same thing, Matt. I mean, you may not need everyone to get an annual pass, but in order to get, obviously, to get some of the discounts, it would be good for one person to have it. It's always a good investment, especially if you think that you're going to be either staying on the property for a while or if you can defray some of the costs. You know, you may end up making some discounts that you wouldn't ordinarily make. So yeah, I'm with you on that.
Absolutely. Does that help?
I was very much on board with buying an annual pass until we got a nice email from the folks at the Walt Disney Company that gave us $100 a night off for our 2 nights at the Contemporary. So
Blows the rationale for a discount, doesn't it?
Yeah, for that discount, but then you think, well, we're going to have a sit-down meal every night with at least 4 of us, maybe 6, and all of a sudden that Disney dining experience is looking pretty good, and since I don't live in Florida like some people, Hotchberg, I can't do a Florida resident pass, so I just thought maybe you guys would have an insight, because the way I see it, it's kind of on the fence. I mean, we won't go to a water park. We will go to Pleasure Island. I don't know. I figure I'm going to end up falling on the side of buy it anyway, and hopefully get to go back in next, May or something like that.
Yeah.
Mr. Voice, are you a Disneyvacation Club member by any chance?
No, we are not. No.
Okay, because Disney Visa, but
not Disneyvacation Club.
Yeah, Disneyvacation Club members get, obviously, a discount on annual passes, and that would definitely make it worth it. But, I mean, I think it's worth getting, like Scopa said, get one for yourself, and certainly you may be able to parlay that later on in terms of getting annual passes for other people in your group, but I think certainly one will benefit you. It's hard to say without having more concrete plans for your next couple trips whether or not additional annual passes are prudent for everybody else.
Mrs. Voice will not like your answer, by the way. She figures if I'm going to get one, then she should get one too.
Well, you can get, if you get one, then you won't have any problem, because then when you present, hey, let's go down this week, following this trip, she won't be able to come back and say, well, I don't have an annual pass. It's not worth it. Then you can be like, you got the annual pass. I got the annual pass. Baby, let's hit the road.
If only it were always that easy, because like so many others, I have that thing called work as well. And,
it's so totally overrated.
It's silly. Bills, they pay themselves these days.
Yeah, maybe where you live, maybe in Fantasy World down in Orlando, but up here, not so much.
Exactly.
And poor Scopa's got to pay for snow removal.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling in, Mr. Voice, and thanks for all the help that you contribute to the show.
Oh, anytime. You guys know how to get in touch with me, and I appreciate listening on my way.
into work on the Blue Line because it takes me away from the scary people on the Blue Line. So thank you very much.
Nice.
Awesome.
Thanks, Mr. Voice.
All right. Take care, guys.
407-278-5939. You can give us a call. Phone lines are open. So certainly if you've been waiting to get a call in or you tried calling in before, this is a great opportunity for you to get one in over here. And don't forget, you can join us in chat. Go to WDWtoday.com, and you'll see a link to our chat room over there where you'll be able to join in with about 80 people in chat right now who are just discussing everything we're talking about, and then they just go off on their own little tangents, and they start talking about anything and everything. And it's fun. It really is a lot of fun for people to – it makes the show, I think, a lot more interesting to listen to, and it's much more interactive. People are also discussing how to make Mike Newell feel better because he's very sick. Mike, did you get sick on the plane, or what happened?
You know, I don't know. I felt fine getting on the plane. When the plane landed, I didn't feel all that great. I don't know. It might have been – you know what it might have been? We were – and I want to thank – I had two occasions of catching something from somebody down there. One night we were at Rose and Crown, and right behind me, this little girl gives me a protein spill right on the floor while we're having dinner. That was great. And then we're at the Electric Umbrella on the second floor. And some kid sitting next to me, and he saves his family by not sneezing on them, by turning around, sneezing on me. So it's possible that one of those two little kids, you know, could have made me say, I don't know. But that's, and ever since then, I've been since Easter Sunday, I've been bedridden.
Wow. So, Mike, are you saying that if those parents did not take those kids out of school, that you might be, you may not be sick?
Where are you going with this?
Considering the hate mail that I got over that episode, I'm not saying anything anymore. There's too many crazy people out there. I don't want to talk to any of them.
407-278-5939. And, Newell, on your next flight, I think you'd be wearing one of those face masks,
I'm sitting up front with the pilots where it's safe.
That's right. We've got a caller coming in. I think this is coming from the state whose state bird is the mosquito. Hi, who are we speaking to it with?
Hi, it's Stu, the Disney Geek Dad from Howell, New Jersey.
And New Jersey.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm going down to the world August 23rd, and I see on touringplans.com. Thank you, Len, for
publishing a rumor
that free dining will be offered sometime. And
yeah, I think I think it's actually going to start the 23rd or the 24th, actually. So you might if I think it's actually going to be the 24th, but I could be totally wrong on that. And I think it's going to last until September 22nd.
Now, if it starts on the 24th, if I check in on the 23rd, would I have to
check in and check out?
Check back in?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But go ahead and do it. I mean, it's totally worthwhile.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate the info.
No problem. Cool. Good luck with that.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. 407-278-5939. And, it's poor Mike Newell. Just, it's tough going on vacation, isn't it, Mike? What's that, Mike?
I was going to say, would you get off me?
Stop. I actually want to bring one more thing about you, Mike.
Go ahead.
And that's you stayed at the Hilton, and it wasn't terrible. It was pretty good, huh?
I liked the Hilton. It was a lot. It was really nice for the price I paid through Priceline. It was a really nice hotel. The room was really nice. The location, you couldn't beat it. Right across the street from the marketplace.
I liked the Hilton a lot.
Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, I've never stayed there before, but I put in a bid through Priceline because I needed an extra night. And $62 they picked it up. And what a nice place. I had a really nice, comfortable sleep. It was a lot of fun. It was a good place. Definitely recommend it.
Yeah, and for the price that you got, you really can't complain at all.
Oh, no, not at all.
407-278-5939. And, this is the Hilton that we're talking about, by the way, is the one at Downtown Disney. Not sure it's clear.
Yeah, and Matt, I think you mentioned that that's the only Downtown Disney hotel that gets extra magic hours?
That's right.
It's the only one.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's a great deal considering you get the extra magic hours. The bus service is but then again, Mr. Newell had me to drive him around.
Hotchberg Tours came and picked me up.
407 278 5939. I also wanted to, I mentioned this in chat just before, I wanted to invite all of our listeners to join me on the first weekend of Star Wars Weekend on June 8th. We're having a private dinner function at Star Wars Weekend. It's going to be backstage in the studios, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be for anyone who wants to come join us. A lot of, I just think, it's a very unique experience. If you go there, you're going to see the room that we're in. It's a special room. Usually can't get there. Special meal. Some people from the show will be there. Annette Owens, who you've heard many times, the fabulous Annette, will be there. That's right. And we're getting a lot of our listeners to sign up for it. It's going to be a lot of fun, so definitely check it out. If you're interested, just go to studiocentral.com and go to our Star Wars Weekend section. You'll see the link right there. I posted the link in chat. I'll post it again, and you can check that out over there.